think pretty much in north and east have where we've had most of our problem spots. Now, I tell you, thank the Lord at our house, we've gotten some the last week or so, and I was checking cows, and you know, pasture's probably in good shape. I wouldn't give you a nickel for it 4 weeks ago. So, you know, that's just how quickly things can change, and I know your listeners very well know that, but still behind in some places. But I'm told, you know, in west of 75 down, people are generally speaking in pretty good shape. But, you know, cotton, peanut, we'll be getting into that. And people have been harvesting, heard some pretty impressive corn yields thus far. So that's good to hear. Of course, the price is certainly not what we'd like to have it. But hopefully we get on into this peanut and cotton harvest, particularly with a rebound in cotton lately. And seems like these stocks and peanuts continue to go down. Maybe we have a pretty good marketing year after all. And if we can get a yield out, perhaps for many of our producers, it might be a little better than we thought it was going to be last March.
But Black also knows weather conditions bring on certain pests, and more specifically, armyworms have been found in some areas.
Yeah, and up in my region, it's been around the Northeast. It's been more than a few. Now, my neighbor and I, we share one moth that I've been monitoring, but I'm thankful that I've not seen any more. But we've had them really all around the house. And farm supply stores, I've talked to several of them, and you know, people kind of getting the products to try to control that. It's a devastating, well, if that hits you full bore, it really is tough. And we have some of our producers that are certainly feeling that kind of pressure. But once again, maybe with some of the rains here lately, that'll have an impact on maybe slowing the critter down too.